Vocabulary with comments. Lesson 15, 212 adjectives and third declension nouns. Here are the 212 adjectives. Alas, a, ah. Now, I hope you're not hearing the ah as an article. Remember, these are just the endings. This is the masculine, feminine, and neuter forms. It's 212, so it follows second declension in the masculine, first declension in the feminine, second declension in the neuter. Alas, a, ah, means other. And we talk in English about an allegory, which uses one thing to describe another. Ala, allegory, allegory. Do you hear the Greek in there? Alas, a, ah, means other. Heteros, ah, on, also means other. And in English we have a word, heterodox. A heterodox belief is different from the norm. You're out of line if you're heterodox. Because heteros, ah, on, means other. Dikaios, ah, on, means righteous. And we have an English word, dictate, a declaration of what is right, a dictate, dikaios. That root dik is an important one. Remember, dikaiosune is the noun, which means righteousness. But dikaios, ah, on, is the adjective that means righteous. Dua means two. Now, did you notice I didn't give you any endings? It's because dua does not decline, just like in English. There's only one form of two. Two men, two birds, two women, it doesn't matter, right? Same in Greek. This word does not decline. Dua means two. And we have the word duel. What's a duel? It's a gunfight between two people, a duel. But in Greek, it's dua, which means two. Paneros, ah, on, means evil. And now the third declension nouns. Haima, atas, ta. I hope you heard the mot stem in there. Haimatas is the genitive form. Matas, hear the mot in there. It's always neuter. Haimatas is the genitive form. So haima, atas, ta means blood. We talk about hemoglobin in English, which carries oxygen in the blood. Hema. Hema in English is a variant of the Greek haima. Haima atas ta means blood. And you might be able to hear my dogs barking in the background. Sorry about that. Archierus eos ha means chief priest. And it's a combination word. Arche is first in Greek, and hierus is priest, so archierus, archierus means first priest, the chief priest. Arche is the head or the chief. So archierus eos ha means chief priest. Gune, gunaikos, he means woman. A gynecologist is a woman's doctor. Gune, you hear that in there? A gynecologist, a woman's doctor. Gune, gunaikos, he means woman. Pater, patras, ha, means father. In English, we talk about your paternal grandmother, for example. That means your grandmother on your father's side, paternal, okay? Your paternal grandmother. So in Greek, it's pater, patras, ha, which means father. Polis, eos, he, means city. And we talk about a politician who is a ruler of a city or cities. Or how about a metropolitus? Hear the word polis in all of those words? Means city. Polis, eos, he, means city. And then cher, cheras, he, means hand. It sounds like hair or something like, you know, hair on your head, but it's not. It's with a chi, right? So it's cher, cheras, he. It means hand. Chirography is the study of handwriting, chirography. But in English, of course, chirography. But that's the same root. Chir, chiros, He means hand.